Good morning, everybody. It's exciting to see so many of you the day after all the parties last night. Although I don't think I recognize any of you from the after party at Bar Louie. No, that guy. So I'd just like to introduce Ashley Zabel, and she is the Senior Supervisor of Client Services, Spectrum Pacific Learning Company. She's been with Spectrum Pacific Learning Company for the total of 4 years, and her expertise lies in the operational functions of the e-college platform, along with support for faculty. She started out on the Client Services Help Desk as a representative and currently supervises the department. Prior to joining SPL, Ms. Zabel taught 4th and 5th grade at Country Montessori School in Poway, California. And she also coached water polo at Westview High School. She received her Bachelor of Arts degree from San Diego State University in Political Science with a minor in Religious Studies, where she was also the water polo goalkeeper for the Aztecs. She will begin her Master's in Organizational Leadership in October 2010, right now, at National University. Please welcome Ashley.
Hi. Hello, everyone. I'm not going to use a microphone, so if you can hear me okay, stay where you're at. If not, please feel free to move up. Thank you very much, Liz, for introducing me. Today, I have come here to present to all of you about how to leverage different entities within the university that you work for so you can create a seamless support system for students. I'm sure in all of the presentations that you guys have watched today, they've referenced a lot of interesting higher education books like DIYU, but today I would like to talk about the book that inspired this presentation, which is this gripping novel. It's very long. It's called Today I Will Fly. It's a children's book by Mo Williams, and it is about a pig who wants to fly and has some people telling him that he can't, so he uses different animal friends to accomplish his goal. I don't want to ruin the ending for you guys because it is very gripping, but he does fly in the end. But the whole point of the book was that you can't do it all on your own. A pig will never fly, and a lot of the times in our institutions we try to make our departments be something that they're never going to be. So this book kind of inspired me to work with other departments to achieve my goals, really.
So go ahead.
Just to give you a little background about National University, Spectrum Pacific Learning is a for-profit e-learning consulting company within the National University system. National University is a not-for-profit private institution in California. They have about 25,000 students, 9,000 students online each month. They run 4-week terms, about 9,000 students online each month. They utilize the e-college platform and PeopleSoft student information system. So not only do we support National University, the flagship of the system, we also support all of the other academic entities within the system. We have a golf academy, pre-college programs, which is a virtual high school, John F. Kennedy University, a law school in Northern California, WestMed, which is an allied health school. And then we also support external entities that aren't part of the National University system. So we have Patrick Henry College, Patrick Henry Preparatory Academy, and various other career colleges, and actually we do corporate training for other institutions. So we are really familiar with different institutions and how their different systems work and how they support their faculty and their students. Today, my presentation is really going to focus on how Spectrum Pacific Learning supports National University and all of their students online. So like was mentioned, I run the client services department. I had 3.5 people, so 3 full-time people and a half-time person. When I actually did the proposal for this presentation, I now have 3 people. And with those 3 people, we support the operational processes for 9,000 students online each month. So that's all of the term setup and term launch. Term maintenance, communications, survey, all of the things that go that keep the ship running for National University online program. We directly support the training needs for 400 faculty that are online each month. National University has over 1,000 core adjunct faculty. Around 400 are teaching online each term, so that's every 4 weeks. My department sees about 1,200 interactions between faculty and then other departments within National University. And again, it's with three people. I haven't hired any more people and haven't let anyone go yet, so that's good, especially in this economy. Every institution and every company and every department has their fluffy mission statement. Basically, our mission is really just to provide seamless online support for faculty and students so students can focus on learning and faculty can focus on teaching. That's it. That's really what we're here to do. And we do that with a lot of different schools very successfully. When I first started with Spectrum Pacific Learning, we had this vision for our department, and it was really to be proactive and consultative to all of our clients. We got a little off track. We knew that we wanted to hit this goal, but we got a little off track when we were really addressing issues within our department that had nothing to do with our level of expertise. We were not solving this problem right here. We were just solving all of these problems out here that took us off track. We were handling issues from students regarding financial aid, regarding the admissions process. This wasn't our level of expertise. These online students ended up being passed around the university, and with the amount of admin you have for a university of 25,000 people, you can imagine how lost these students got. It really affected retention within the school. I had 3.5 people supporting those 9,000 students that were online each month, but it was very ineffective. So we did a good job at it. We knew we could do it. We were supporting them, but we weren't moving forward towards our goal. So we stopped and asked ourselves, where do we want to go? What is that vision? What is that vision for our department? What's preventing us from getting there? And lastly, what are we going to do about it? Because we can support these people all day long, but it wasn't necessarily the right thing to do. We were okay at it, but we could be a lot better. And we needed to get in front of we needed to be less reactive and more proactive. So what did we learn when we asked ourselves those three basic questions? We learned that we needed to align our support expertise. A lot of people in this room are probably from distance learning organizations that use a learning management system. And with any learning management system, you know that you need 27, 365 support if you want to be a player in this game. We used the eCollege Pearson Learning Solution. eCollege system, they provide 24/7, 365 support. And then we also have a tier 2 client services support that we provided. And we weren't aligned. Students were calling everyone. They were calling our IT department. They were calling, financial aid because they couldn't log into their online class. So they just wanted to get a hold of anyone. So we knew that we needed to align that. We knew we needed to improve student satisfaction. It was good. It wasn't great, though. The students needed a place to go, really. We needed to increase the support for our online students and faculty. Our institution was growing exponentially. We were getting more clients. National University was acquiring another university. We needed more support. It wasn't just our 365 technical support with our eCollege help desk. We needed to increase efficiencies between departments. We knew if we were going to grow as an institution that we needed to be more efficient than we were, so that we could be proactive and be consultative. So what we did was we implemented a great ticketing system. It's called Talisma. It's a product of campus management. It is what eCollege uses, their help desk uses. We implemented this system so we could identify exactly who was contacting us and why they were contacting us. We knew anecdotally that a lot of students contacted us. We didn't know why, and we didn't know where they were going after they contacted us. We needed to identify what our top trends and our call drivers were, really. We needed to know exactly why people were contacting us. For the first time after we implemented the ticketing system, we were able to identify what our response time was. So what the time that it took went from when our interaction was created, from the time that we first responded to it, and then our resolution time, so the time that it took to actually resolve the interaction at the end. And then we were also able to identify a breakdown in our operational processes and communications that we were sending to students. So what did it tell us? It told us that 63% of our contacts were coming from students. They were contacting us for technical support. How do I log into the LMS? How do I log into my SIS? Admissions, questions about, I need to take this class, it's online, what's the next time it's running? Those types of things. Contacting us about some of the communications we sent out for retention efforts. They contact us about they need help with their writing assignments and e-portfolio. And none of these things were in our expertise. We had no idea. We would literally just send them off into the university. We had good connections within the university, so it worked okay, but it wasn't what we needed. So at the same time that we were identifying who was contacting us, we realized that we needed a one-stop shop for students. They needed one member to contact, and that person that they got a hold of needed to be a live person, and that person needed to advocate for their issue, really. So if I had a problem with my financial aid, and I called this student concierge service, that person would be contacting financial aid, finding out exactly what needed to have happen, and then getting back to us. So we created a student concierge service that is a one-stop shop for all student needs. So we also identified why these students were contacting us. And so on this very large pie chart, the two things that I want to point out are these are our top 5 call drivers in 2008 and 2009. The first one that we needed to address was attendance verifications. We would get contacts from students, from our student business office for refunds, our collections department, from the financial aid department, asking for attendance data from our LMS, and literally my client services rep would go into that student class, pull the data, put it in an email, and send it back to whatever department or student that needed that information. The second thing that we needed to address were late acts, which are National University has on a 4-week system. Students are adding and dropping classes all the time. Within the first 3 days of class, students are switching between classes, they're adding new classes, and we don't have a web services integration. We run a flat API file, and that file wasn't running fast enough to add all of these students. Students were contacting us. They were contacting us all the time to get access to their classes, so that they didn't have to wait for the API to run. So these were the two things, a huge piece of the pie chart. There were students that were contacting us, they were part of our expertise, and they made up 63% of our top call drivers. The attendance verification was also to mention, it was my number one call driver for 2 years in a row. Every single week, it was my top call driver. It consumed my department, literally. We shouldn't have been called client services. We should have been called attendance verifiers. That's literally all we did. So verifying attendance, like I mentioned before, it was 32% of all of our interactions. It was 30 hours of labor each month. The average turnaround time to the student was 36 hours. It was out of control. I knew I needed to fix it. And for two years, I banged my head against the wall, did everything I could internally to try to fix it, and I realized I couldn't do it. There was no way I was going to address this issue by myself. So basically, what I did, I laugh at this because it's so oversimplified, but this is literally the flowchart that I put up for all of these people that I brought into a meeting, to a design meeting, software development, the registrar's office, financial aid, student business office, and our student concierge department. And this is what I said I wanted. I knew in my mind that this is what it looked like, but I didn't know how to get there. I didn't have the level of expertise. So basically, I knew that all the data was in our learning management system. We utilize enterprise-wide reporting, which is a reporting module off of eCollege that allows us to pull this attendance data. I knew I needed to put it in the student information system somehow, and I knew that I need students to be able to access it via eForm. And then we have happy students. So I literally put this up for all of these people, and they got it. They knew exactly what they needed to do. All of those people played an important step in this really basic flowchart. It wasn't my expertise that made it eventually happen, but it was all of the people, all of the key stakeholders, and all of those departments that put this process together. So now what we do with attendance verifications is once a week, we pull a file from our enterprise wide reporting. It takes about 30 seconds. We already have the report built. We pull it from our LMS. We upload it via FTP into our student information system. We've created a page within our student information system that now houses all of that data. So any advisor all over California can pull a specific student's attendance data anytime they want. We're in the process of creating the eForm. The eForm's created, but we're in the process of creating it so the data will actually automatically populate for the student as soon as they request that information. It has proven to be a really great tool for us, and it saved us about 30 hours a month in labor. The second thing that we knew we needed to address were those late add issues. Again, it was 31% of all of our interactions. It was about 4 to 5 hours a month in labor. But that was on the first 2 days of classes, so always very busy. And it was an average of 8 hour turnaround time for a student. So we were running that flat API file at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. And a student that called at 7 o'clock saying, "Can I get access to my online course?" wasn't actually getting access till about 3 o'clock, and then they could have just waited an extra 3 hours for the file to run again and have access to their online class. Students were calling eCollege help desk to get access to that class because they thought they were having a technical issue. They were contacting the student concierge service. They were contacting their admissions advisors. This one was a little bit trickier because with National University, I could go in and sit everyone down and say, this is a problem that we need to solve. But with this particular issue, I had to bring in our LMS. I had to have eCollege build me a role so that I could give our concierge service access to those pages so that they could actually enroll those students. We accomplished it. It turned out, it proved to be very successful. We did a little work with our software development department as well to see if we could run those APIs a little bit faster on the first couple days of classes so students weren't waiting. But all in all, it was really great.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks. Okay. Sorry. I guess I have to wear it. We'll just set that there. Can everyone hear me okay? Okay. Thank you. So you can see for this particular contact for the student concierge department, their resolution time has decreased since we have implemented this new process. Their response time has fluctuated a little bit just due to the sheer volume that they receive on the different months. But they have proved to have pretty good success with this new process. Go ahead. Who cares, right? Who cares? We've improved some processes. Well, we all care because the student cares. In 2009, we were at a 4.08 student satisfaction, which is pretty good. Like, it's good. Industry-wide, it's a pretty good rate. We increased that student satisfaction to 4.7 in 2010. That's about where it is right now. Ironically, because we saved so much time, we are no longer helping students as much. We saw this huge increase in faculty satisfaction with our department because we were able to be more attentive. We had a timelier response time with them. It was like a blessing in disguise because we actually, just by focusing on that, we were able to see both of our contacts' satisfaction increase. So now what do we do with all of this time on our hands? We've saved all this time. Some people, you know, go on Facebook a little bit more, but some of them actually do really great work. And what it's really allowed us to do is be proactive. We're now one step ahead of the student. We're one step ahead of the faculty needs. We're proactive. Using Solisma, I'm able to pull this data anytime. I pull it every day. I take a look at the trends, who's contacting us and why, where are their breakdowns in those internal communications. I can see exactly where the student communications are starting from so that I can address those needs and provide further education to the students and faculty. We do a lot of consulting. We're being really proactive. And then, of course, the catchphrase in every institution is continuous improvement. We're utilizing these tools to continuously improve all of the processes and the student experience. Really what it comes down to is exceeding your client's expectations and exceeding the expectations of each of the business units that you're working with. So for attendance verifications, we created this great tool where we could put data into our SIS, and we were using it as a tool to be reactive faster. And we said, you know, how can we be proactive with this data, really? We needed to be more proactive with this data. So what we're doing now is we're taking this data from the LMS, and we're combining it with data that's in the student information system to create a student profile that would be considered at risk. We know at National University that if a student completes their third course in their program, that they're most likely to be retained throughout the entire program. We know that if a student spends 2.7 hours by the fourth day of the class in their online class, that they're going to be retained throughout the entire class. So we're taking the data from the LMS and the data from the SIS and creating these student profiles based on that data, and we're using that to be proactive and consult with those students early on. So we know that a student that's in their first three classes and has less than 2.7 hours in English 100 is someone that we need our admissions advisor on the phone consulting with that student to keep them in that class. It's no longer about call every student. We're maximizing our efforts. We're not contacting everyone. We're focusing in on the students that really need that attention because we are able to put all this data together. So for late add requests, we moved this process to our student concierge service. Although it helped out my client services team, it's still now the responsibility of our student concierge service to enroll these students. What we can do with that, though, is by having them do that process, we can do further consulting on integrations between our student information system and eCollege. Right now, we are working on doing a proposal for creating web services enrollments. So I throw out terms like web services, and I'm not really any technical guru at all. But it's just basically real-time enrollments. So if it happens in your SIS, it's happening in your LMS, basically is what it all comes down to. So we're doing a little consulting around that. And then the other thing that we're doing is looking for e-commerce solutions that you're utilizing this web services enrollments so that we can create so we can expand our continuing education offerings. We don't want to process these students for applications. We don't want to put them into our system. We just want to offer them a continuing education course. So we're looking at e-commerce solutions that'll process those enrollments right away. Some of the other things that we're doing with our time is we have our student concierge service that has created this knowledge base. It's hosted by our student concierge and has 350 articles within this knowledge base. It's completely searchable by the student, and they can get their most frequently asked questions answered as soon as possible. We pull data from this. We have about 9,000 hits on our knowledge base every month. And that's 9,000 student questions that aren't actually coming to our help desk that require a live person to answer. You can see kind of from this knowledge base, it has hot topics, so different topics that we choose to put up there that will address student needs. And then it has the top 10 frequently asked questions. So that is actually automated. So the top 10 article hits will just automatically show up right there. It's very easy to use. It's integrated with Plisma. It's proven really successful. It's just another way to provide students 24/7 support without actually having people there to answer their questions. So we've done the same thing for faculty as well. We were able to identify why faculty were contacting us. We do it every single day. And this was a really inexpensive, and it took about a day and a half to create, but it's this online faculty landing page. It's literally a microsite of instructor frequently asked questions, a course preparation checklist for instructors. They have Captivate training modules that show faculty how to use different tools within the LMS. It's going to have a system status blog, so faculty will go here and know, oh, ClassLive Pro or our Illuminate product is down. Reschedule your chat session for tomorrow night or whatever it may be. And then we have course development best practices on it as well. It's a five-page microsite that has every single faculty touching it every single month. They absolutely love it. And it's 24/7, 365 support that took a day and a half to create. It was very simple and easy way. So before I conclude, I just want to tell a little story. So we were talking about with some of our colleagues from Pearson about leveraging people and working with people to create collaboration. And it was funny because I had to admit to everyone that leveraging other parts of the institution really was just code for, I don't really know what I'm talking about, so I need to put all you in the room together to figure it out. That I didn't actually know how to solve these problems, and that was kind of what I had to admit to myself, was that I couldn't take care of all of it, that it wasn't about that, that it was about putting people in the room together that did know what they were talking about, and helping them work together. And that's really all I did to accomplish what I accomplished. So I hope you enjoyed the presentation. And are there any questions?
On the knowledge base stuff that you have, how did you initially drive people to actually start using it? You have a knowledge base, but they still pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm. So it's two ways. Through campaign email, which is one part of it. But then it was a lot of, you're on the phone with them, and you literally had to train each person, you know what, this is exactly where you can find this information, let's go look at it together. And it was one by one by one. And it does eventually catch on. We do the same thing with faculty. Faculty will call us and say, how do I post an announcement in my course? And I'll say to them, that's really great question. Let me show you where you can find that information. And it's just continuing that person that called you once isn't going to call you again because they're going to go look at the knowledge base. So anyone else? The knowledge base? You can pull it up. We can pull it up. And you guys, you can go look at it if you want. It's public facing. This is what it looks like, so you can search any. Here's the top 10 frequently asked questions, latest articles that have been posted, but you can search. Well, is it an online course? So when any representative is in SLISMA, you can access the knowledge base. And populate your response with that article. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what you're hosting that in, and what system that your knowledge base is in?
I'm not sure, actually. Talisma, but yes, it's hosted by Talisma. But we have all the software. But yes. Anyone else?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It is, oh gosh, I don't know what they're at.
Advocates.
25, yeah. So they do they're kind of twofold at this point. They have straight advocates that will answer student questions, and then they have like enrollment advisors. So what they do is they see the student from day one of the term to day 10 of the term, because after day 10, they're in the class.
And is that purely focused on online students?
No, they're for all students. National University has about 60% of their students online, so a large focus of it is with online students. Those enrollment advocates are the ones using that data that I was showing before to create those student profiles and track how their students are progressing throughout the course.
Are these student workers, or these are not
professionals? Professionals. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a very good question, because we actually, we had a ticketing system we were with Blackboard, and we moved to eCollege, and we used Paratur, and it was very clunky, and we didn't like it very much. We did a lot of consulting with eCollege on how they were answering their interactions. With Talisma, it takes no time to actually enter the interaction. We're able to receive email from it, and you literally type in this person's ID, and an interaction is created, their contacts attached to it, and you type in what they said, what you said, and close it out. So we add three or four tracking properties to it, and then it's closed. Anyone else? All right.
Thank you all for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Be sure to go online and fill out the your response form for this to give them some feedback. Thank you.
And if you would like to see any of those landing pages or the knowledge base, I can give you the URLs right now if you'd like, or email them.